Join CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com for Kenrick's presentation of the first annual InsideSTL.com Golf Classic. While spots for the tournament are full, we invite you to come out and support Three Little Birds for Life, an organization helping to grant the wishes of young adults with cancer. The tournament takes place at Normandy Golf Club. There will be a silent auction with your chance to win a sit-in on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, along with much, much more. Thanks to Biggie's Restaurant and Bar, Pro-Am Golf, GFI Digital, Grand Cru Cigars, VIP Golf Carts, Weber Chevrolet, Frederick Roofing, Ren Lakes Golf Course, Dave Sinclair Buick, Bertarelli Cutlery, Truman's and Soulard, Corporate Transportation, 188 Fine Men's Hair Salon, Donut Drive-In, and Billy G's for making this day possible. We hope to see you on Friday, May 13th at Normandy for a day full of fun for a good cause. And even if you can't make it to the tournament, join us for the post-party at Over Under Bar and Grill on Washington Avenue.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
709 in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Welcome to the Acorns Golf Links, 7 o'clock hour. Doug, sitting next to you is Jennings.
I saw him sitting over there. Hello, Jennings.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Well, you're sitting way over there, right on the edge of the table.
It's just a little new for me, but I'll get closer to you. I don't want to get nervous.
No, you're fine. You're good. You're fine.
Big show yesterday.
You like that, Katie Kay. You've never met. I didn't realize you guys have never met.
We have never met. There's the potential for a session tomorrow.
Dog. And when you say a session,
we just chat a little bit. Thank you, Plazzi. And she's an interesting gal. I can't get a good read on her yet.
And what do you mean by that, Jen?
What sort of read?
She has small feet. It was pretty. She made it clear the Seamaster got his hands and knees and took a picture yesterday. I saw the whole thing.
For such a tall drink of water, I'm a little surprised by the feet size.
They were small feet. She was walking on pencils.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think with a babe 6'1".
Katrina in the waves?
But she just...
She's not 6'1".
She's not 6'1"?
No.
Is she 5'11"?
I don't think so.
She's taller than me, but she's not that much taller.
I mean, she's not a giant.
Right.
Okay. She seems very interesting. She's a fascinating animal.
Animal.
Doug, yep. is that the way that you endear yourself to a woman?
Maybe her, the way she is.
Now, I'll tell you who really likes her.
Okay.
Janie the Lesbian.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite people.
I know she put in a call to try to meet this animal as well.
I was listening to the replay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do now, Doug. I listen to our show.
It's a good show.
And I forget what we did the day before, and I'm like, I'm kind of entertained. Like, if we're talking sports, I'm probably going to find Stern, see what's going on.
Yeah. But if it's just right.
But if it's that, I'm like, okay, I'm entertained. Yeah, like, hey, Cardinals lost last night. Looks like they were on their way to the airport. Anybody can do that.
She said she went to the Bellagio and smelling like ass. I mean, you just don't hear gals say that often.
No.
Is that where you're rubbing your lady butts together?
No. Nah. This is why you like that gal.
Interesting lady.
Yes, she is.
Yep.
She is indeed. Mm-hmm.
It's the Acorns Golf Links, 7 o'clock hour. You know who played Acorns yesterday?
Who?
The man responsible for everything. This radio station, my carport,
your dad.
My career.
Jim Sr.
Yep.
Back from Hilton Head.
Back from Hilton Head.
Nice.
And I played at Acorns, Doug.
Did he set the course record?
I don't know about that.
They're looking for one. They're trying to establish one, Tim.
I don't think he was the one to get it.
Hmm.
Doug, you can enjoy Acorns Golf Links. Check it out, acornsgolflinks.com. Family-owned, family-operated course. Ryan and the Great Straff pride themselves in maintaining and continually improving a beautiful course. Acorns Golf Links, the sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour. You can call in on the appliance discounter phone lines, 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808. That's the same number you can text into the program, 314-880-0808. Email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Pair of tickets to St. Louis FC this Saturday. St. Louis FC this Saturday, game going on
at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park, and we are giving away two tickets for our email of the day, Llewellyn's Pub with our fun with audio, and the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. All of that to come on our Get Tinted STL Captain's Log. Doug, get your car tinty-tinty so you don't have to...
Squinty-squinty.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Get Tinted. STL, the sponsor of the Captain's Log today here on the program. Get Tinted STL, 314-406-8489, 314-406-8489, or gettintedstl.com on the Captain's Log. Dave Reed is going to be with us on the Blues and the Stars opening up this evening. He played with the Stars in 99 under Ken Hitchcock, won the cup there. And Kelly Chase, brought to you by GFI Digital. Kelly Chase at 9 o'clock as we get you ready for the Blues and Stars. Now, Jennings, I'm curious where you are.
Yep. I'm back.
Because during the regular season, you are not on board.
No.
I do not think that that's anything worthy of condemnation, although it seems to me that there are some Blues fans who take offense to that.
Yep.
I don't understand why, but I just know it exists. But when the playoffs roll around, where are you?
Locked in.
Locked in.
Yeah. I think part of it's doing that thing with Roddy in the afternoon a couple times a week.
Because he's locked in.
Well, he's locked that in the WWE.
Right.
But I think this team is a different Blues team. And what I mean by that is just the win in Game 7. And it was only the first round, but it seemed like so much more than that, didn't it, Doug?
Well, it did because they won it.
And it was the Blackhawks and the recent stretch and all the stuff and the, you know, what we've been trained on. I think this team has a huge, huge chance, obviously, to beat Dallas. And then they've got a wonderful chance to make the cup.
It was it's something that I honestly didn't think about until I saw the tweet. I can't remember who it was that tweeted. It was a former Blues player yesterday about you do have, and it's just the way the bracket is set up, you have the top two teams in the West playing each other. And then, what is it, 6 and 7?
Yeah.
As far as seeding goes, with San Jose and Nashville playing each other on the other side of it. And I don't know what they can really do about it. It's the way they reformatted the playoffs a few years ago to have these teams come out of their divisions with two wild cards that could come out of the same division, whether it be the Central or the Pacific. And so in that capacity, you kind of go, yeah, that's a little...
weird.
Messed up.
Yeah.
I think they want the divisions to count for something, but... I don't know why necessarily. What the deal is? Why you care?
Chase always has a passionate and educated opinion on these topics, especially when it comes to hockey. And I'll be curious what he has to say about it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you can do about it. I wasn't even aware of it until, like I said, I saw that on Twitter yesterday. But it is odd that you have the top two teams, two of the three top teams in the NHL, playing each other in the second round. While you have a wild card and a third-place team in the Pacific playing each other.
I'm not sure it's best for the league either. I don't think the league does itself any favors when they lose Chicago and L.A. in the first round.
So what was the real premise to change it, Doug?
I think they want the divisions to matter.
Okay.
They want you to get caught up in the division race. Are we first, second, or third in our central division?
I don't know, and I've never read this. Just logic would tell me that I think they wanted to try and minimize scenarios that we saw in the early 2000s every year but 2002 when the Blues were in the playoffs. And by that I mean Blues San Jose 2000, Blues San Jose 2001, Blues Vancouver 2003, Blues San Jose 2004.
Yep.
In other words, you're in the central time zone, but the games are out on the West Coast. And so if you can automatically keep teams in the central or, I guess, with Colorado, mountain time zone and guarantee that you at least have a couple of those matchups in the first round in the same time zone, that it may be better for business. Furthermore, Jennings, I'm curious where you are on this. I know for me, growing up, the way that it was set up, that you would play teams inside the Norris Division,
right.
You would know that you're playing the Leafs, the Wings, the Blackhawks, and the North Stars,
yep.
And you grew to have those rivalries out of the gate, whereas you know, in the 2000s, like I said, it was the Sharks three of the first 5 years.
And the Canucks.
And the Canucks 1 year. So I don't know. I don't know if that's it, but then by doing this, I don't know if someone would say, yeah, we're going to reseed it after the first round. Clearly they don't.
Nope.
I don't know if they can or if they should. This year would be one of those examples where you go, yeah, why not? But again, that's just 1 year, kind of like baseball going, well, here you have the Central Division last year with the Cardinals, Cubs, and Pirates all winning a hell of a lot of games. and the Cubs and Pirates have to play each other in a one-game playoff, even though they all won at least 97 games. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
And I suppose based on what we've seen so far, you get to the top eight, you get the top eight best teams, and really any of those eight can go all the way. We saw that recently with the Kings.
Yep.
So the matchups are going to be pretty good no matter who's playing who. You still are going to get some pretty entertaining hockey.
That's why, in a way, and I don't. This is no offense to the Puckheads. The regular season, Plowsy, it's just there, brother.
Plow Penguin, or where are you on that? Plow Penguin last night falls victim to TJ Oshie.
Uh-oh.
No, actually, I get where Jay is coming from with the disappointment the last three or four seasons, that the regular season, the first 82 games, you're kind of just waiting for them to stumble in the playoffs. But now, like you said, you're on board.
Oh, yeah.
This team seems a lot different than the last couple seasons.
I think the other thing, somebody mentioned this the other day, they're not only the number of young players, but the talent of their young players, and the fact that, in theory, Doug, when you get five, six, seven games in a series after a long season, maybe those younger players have a little stronger, fresher legs. I don't know.
I would guess. I'm not sure that that's a factor.
Like I said, in theory.
Until your players get to maybe mid-30s.
Yeah.
Because physically, you're in your prime late 20s.
Mm-hmm. Ken Hitchcock and our Llewellyns Fun with Audio was talking about the Blues veteran leadership. There's plenty of veteran leadership in Dallas, too. Just a lot of guys who are with the Blackhawks. Llewellyns Pub, Doug, place to go. But there's so many great places to go this weekend. Llewellyns would most definitely be one of them, with the Cardinals taking on a very good team from Washington. Some outstanding pitching matchups, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Max Scherzer, Carlos Martinez on Sunday. You described that as a Jim Dandy in our pre-show meeting.
Yeah, a little earlier I called it that.
Max Scherzer, Carlos Martinez tonight. The Cardinals are blessed to have 4 hours of sleep and then face Steven Strasburg.
Mm-hmm.
Godspeed. although I think by kind of dicking around last night and trying to get to the airport as quickly as possible, they might have got it up to 4.5 hours of sleep.
I think the umpire was all in favor of that, too.
Yeah,
let's
he
just
was.
Call everything a strike.
But Ken Hitchcock yesterday in our Llewellyns Fun with Audio, delicious from-scratch food prepared daily at Llewellyns. Llewellyns has their brunch going on. Llewellyns Sular, Llewellyns Webster, Llewellyns Wildwood, and St. Charles all offer brunch every weekend from 9:30 to 2. Save yourself the hassle and hop on Llewellyns trolley to the game from Sular. And stay tuned to learn how you can win a chance to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinals game earlier this year. Llewellyns Pub, Celtic for good times. Ken Hitchcock on veteran leadership.
I've said this before. Veteran presence is on the off days to get the team refocused and re-energized. And you know, we have three or four guys. Brouwer is very good there. Brodziak's very good there. Ott's very good there. You know, they've had the experience of going through 14 days of playing playoffs. And those guys are invaluable on the off days because they don't let it get too high. They don't let it get too low. And I think at the end of a series, that's very valuable information that you get from them. The other thing they have is a great sense of the pulse of your team, and that's what you need is to know when the team's down or when it's too high and too full of itself. And when you got players like Steve who have great pulse it's very valuable for us. It's like having a coach in the locker room.
Ken Hitchcock, Llewellyns, Fun with Audio, on the Blues veteran leadership, and they do have some guys who have been around. He's making reference to Ott. Right there. Did we just have a shrub walker situation, Jennings?
I believe one of the workers from the Taco Bell.
Maybe, Ray King?
I don't know.
They make deliveries over here?
He just ran up. I was a little scared because of the window situation here, and I've seen some pictures on the fan page, Doug, of people just milling around. This guy appeared to have a bag with him of Taco Bell, and I figured, okay, well, like, Plowsy can take care of that. So
looked like he gave something to Plowsy.
Yeah, he did. What did he get you?
Penguin, what do you have?
This guy, I don't know if he's a loyal listener, but a generous Taco Bell employee brought by burritos for everybody.
Yep, there it
really?
Is, Doug. Popular
yep.
Taco
That's
Bell now.
Cool one.
It's old money.
Oh, I love this location.
Yeah, it's a good spot for you.
Yeah.
You ever think it could be Ray King that decided to order these for us and have him specially deliver it to the studios?
Well, why would Ray King do
well,
that?
Well,
because he loves America and Matty Mock.
And he's a friend of the show.
Yep. And he fancied that Taco Bell drive-thru as well.
Does he?
Pay attention.
Well, that was a nice gesture. It's a darn
fine. You know, they serve breakfast now at the Bell.
They do. Dollar value menu. Doug, how many burritos are you going to put down now?
I have to say I've never had my breakfast at Taco Bell.
That's surprising.
But I might have a little nip of whatever it was brought over this morning. Mm.
Paw Penguin, are you going to have any burritos?
Yeah, I'll probably pound out one.
Don't say pound out.
You don't have to pound it out. Yeah, do clip that off. Snag that. Doug, texts are coming in fast. They're coming in furious. People are thrilled to have Jennings in the studio. Hi, Tim. I hope you have a Friday that is as great as you are. That comes from the girl.
Okay. The girl.
Isn't that Chrissy Runner girl?
It could be. I don't know. She's had trouble with her Facebook where she...
Yeah, she got banned from Facebook for a week.
Interesting. Well, the show attracts an interesting gal.
She must have done something vile.
I think so. I don't get involved in too many of the fan page.
There's a lot
games.
Of fan page controversy.
Yeah, and I just kind of stay under the radar, throw a jab in here and now.
Yeah, just kind of type out hashtag KKD and then go on. Mm-hmm. Doug, the Shrub Walker is back.
Oh, he is. Look at him. You never know what time he'll be there.
Be a new one.
Shrub Walker, hashtag FFF. Spank me, Doug. Ah, we didn't need that.
Oh, boy.
And then the other one says, kiss me, Doug.
Yeah,
give me a wall.
And then he's gone just as quickly as he's here. He's
probably
gone
best.
Where does he work? Where's this guy?
He was friends with you, it looked like to me. I thought maybe he was at the Four Fox.
No, he's not a Four Fox employee.
I thought maybe a new coach.
Guys, I love how Jay and others say the regular season doesn't matter. There was no T on doesn't. So I'm going to read it how it comes in.
Right.
Doesn't.
I love how Jay and others say the regular season doesn't matter. You still, no period, but I'm going to include it. You still have to win games to get in, right? Doug Dorsett Dangler.
That's from the Dorsett Dangler. Well, I agree with Dorsett Dangler. You say the regular season doesn't mean anything unless you're one of the half the teams in the league doesn't make it. Then it means a lot.
But if you're one of the half teams that do make it in the league, now here's a perfect example. I will say here's one of the reasons why I can kind of go along with the regular season mattering, because the Blues played Game 7 at home. They earned that right to have Game 7 against Chicago based on the way they played in the regular season. So I will give you that. I just am not in a position with the Candy Crush and the golf course and the feet to be in a position to follow them.
The feet take a lot of your time?
To be able to follow them day to day.
Are you still getting pictures of women's feet sent to your phone?
I got two of them yesterday. I obviously got one from Seamonster yesterday.
Yeah.
But
Seamonster sent you a picture of his feet.
No, of KKD.
He said, hey, reminder, you're in tomorrow.
KKD's feet. But I got the engine man, Engine Joe's caveman.
Now that's the guy that likes Doug.
This guy, we got to do something with
he
him.
He sends you a lot of pictures, doesn't he?
His fiance of 7 years, which, by the way, that's not, she shouldn't be a fiance after 7 years.
That's probably common law, you know, married by this
I don't know how that works. I just try to stay away from the marriage. But yeah. He's got issues. But
I don't doubt that. Yeah. Just look at the suspension log.
He's in there probably quite a bit. He and Mike.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah.
So he sends pictures of his fiance of 7 years.
And some of the workers that he works with, the people that he works with. And I'm like,
but isn't he an employer?
He employs some of them. I don't know how he does
that. Doug, is that harassment?
It seems like it might be.
You'd think it would be.
But, I think it would be.
But they agree to it.
And him sending you these pictures is causing you not to be able to pay attention to regular season hockey.
That and the Candy Crush and the golf thing, the Normandy.
2 weeks from today, by the way, the free Dotem Open, brother.
What's the Candy Crush? Is that a game?
It's a game. Yeah, I'm thinking about turning it pro next year.
What do you do with that?
I just play it most of the time.
Well, what kind of game is it?
It's a puzzle-type game. I guess a puzzle-type game. You haven't played it?
No.
Doug, you got to play some Candy Crush this weekend.
No.
Or you can play you probably got the Sunday night deal, right?
Well, yeah, I got a lot of deals. Causing me not to have time for
How's
Candy
Mo
Crush.
Doing? Is he rough
Always
on you?
Always doing okay. fine. Right. He's doing fine.
Is he in Dallas?
Yes, he's in Dallas.
And that's where Chaz is? Or Chaz went to the draft.
Yeah. He did, yeah.
To cover Ohio State draft picks.
Oh, Ezekiel. Uh-huh. Yeah.
If Ezekiel Elliott would have gone to Michigan or any other school, Charlie would be here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he went fourth overall to the Cowboys.
And he wore a half shirt.
Yes, he did. A dress half shirt.
What do you think Jim Brown would have thought of that?
He wouldn't have been happy with it at all. Ray Nitschke, yeah, I think they would have.
What is up with that? I don't get it. That to me is crying for attention to wear that shirt, right?
Yeah, it may work in his favor.
You
do that for attention. You do that for clothing attention.
It's not for comfort.
No, but he got the attention that he was looking for. And he may get a, some weird kind of clothing deal. Line yeah. out of it. Who knows?
Some also think it's a final shot to the NCAA since they stopped allowing him and other teammates and players to wear the half shirts. So maybe it was a parting shot at the NCAA.
That's probably what it was.
Nicely done, Plow.
Look at the old Plow yeah. Penguin.
Why would you want to wear a half shirt on a football field? Auburn used to do that years
yeah.
ago. Remember that?
Yeah,
War Damn Eagle.
Yeah. Why would you want to?
Maybe because there's less shirt to bring you down.
But people don't really grab you by the stomach.
They do when you got nowhere else. When you got, you know, if they're busting through, Bo Jackson.
Well, then they're going to grab you by the
They're going to try to, but if they try and grab the, they go for the jersey and there's no jersey there.
Huh.
That's my theory. I don't know. Plowsy?
Yeah, he's the one who's the half-shirt expert.
He does kind of seem like the half-shirt guy.
It might be similar to tackling a guy, maybe because he's so sweaty and he has such a like a washboard ab that you're literally just slipping right off of him. Mm. Maybe that's why he gets those big 50, 60-yard runs.
I bet it's guys just wanting to show off their abs.
You think?
Probably.
Why don't you have
Look
that
at
off.
Me.
That off.
I'm not sure people could contain themselves.
That's a good point.
It's a security issue as much as anything.
I mean, based on the feelings toward you when you're dressed,
yeah.
I can't imagine the half shirt.
Jay, this is big.
Yep.
I got something here that's big. I can't get online. That's another perk of the new station studio office space.
Get that fixed.
Paper mache palace. Mm-hmm. So I can't get online. I'm playing out the string is what I'm doing. I'm taking a Cardinals game 4 in Arizona approach. Seamaster is
getaway day.
Yeah, that's getaway getaway month. It's phenomenal. It really is.
Janie's with us this morning. She's listening in Minneapolis.
But anyway, Jason Barrett. You remember Jason Barrett, Seamaster's mentor.
I only met him one time. Thank God.
Doug, you never worked for Jason Barrett, right?
I didn't work for him. No, I met him.
So he has just posted a sports talk radio draft.
A draft. Does he have sponsors?
Doug?
He seems to be into this just a little too much. Like most of us really don't give a rip what goes on here. We do a two-hour, three-hour shift and we go on about things.
All Doug and I want are microphones that work, phones that work, and ideally a wall between offices that is more than cardboard.
Gotcha.
The wonderful John Vaughn, son of Doug Vaughn, was here yesterday.
Working?
No, he was giving me a ride. I had my car worked on.
And so I said to John Vaughn, I said, hey, take a listen. I'll close the door to my office. You stand in the hallway and see if you can hear me. And, Doug, how would you describe the sound?
It was as though there was no wall there at all.
And I'm paying extra money for it. Like I said, playing out the string is what we're doing.
I understand.
So that's all Doug and I care about. Doug and I would never go, hey, what are you doing tonight? I don't know. You want to do a sports talk radio draft? Wouldn't do it. Somebody could say, hey, here's, you know, name your price. Probably wouldn't do it. Probably wouldn't even know. I couldn't give you the lineup.
It'd be tough to get somewhere.
Stations locally, much less around the country. Mm-hmm. But let's take a look at the draft. Now, Seamaster, I guess you've read through this. Have you seen the...
Is this a national draft?
I just got the email just now.
I assume you were the first overall pick.
I wasn't, so I have a real problem with this already, and I now have to send personal attacks to people.
Tim, as soon as I saw this, I just forwarded it along to you. Because I remembered how fun it was when we did the Top 20 Morning Show
Top
countdown.
20 Morning Show.
We didn't make that either. Did
you didn't?
No.
Well, apparently you have to have ratings.
What? Do we have an encoder in this place?
I believe we might actually have one,
really?
But I don't really pay attention to it.
I don't know if it's turned on, Doug.
Yeah. we wanted one for so long, and now we have one. We won't even flip the switch.
Doug, the number one overall pick.
In the country.
Sports Talk Radio.
In the Sports Talk Radio
Jim
draft.
Rome? Jim Rome.
Matt Nahegan.
Who the hell is that?
Not the Heegs. Matt Nahegan.
Well, it looks like there's two different
on an
categories.
Indian reservation?
It looks like there's two different categories.
What is going on here? Because I don't understand.
What do you mean?
There's one category. It looks like he has his draft picks for programmer/station.
Oh, jeez.
And then he has, for just programmers. And then the other category is for shows.
So he's got programmers like he
like
wanted
him.
To be.
Well, like the...
like he tried to
Jennings,
be.
Jennings, you say you don't... Keep abreast of who all the program directors in the country are?
I sure don't. Is there?
I got to find time to do that because it sounds fascinating.
Other than Tim, is there a program? Is Bob with a program director?
I think he is by definition.
Okay,
it's on his business card.
So Nahegan is who? He's first.
He's at 97.5, the Fanatic in Philadelphia.
Perfect.
Oh, man, I bet he's spitting some.
I bet the people that he is spitting on people at WIP are not happy today that they get bumped by this guy.
Now the show station first round pick, and I don't know what the difference between this is. I have to be honest with
you. He's a little confused anyway.
The number one pick of the show / station is Dan Lebatard with Stu Gatz.
Oh yeah, Gatzy and Lebzy, yeah.
Mike Claiborne once.
What happened? He doesn't like Stu Gatz?
He doesn't like Lebatard.
Really?
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, no.
I didn't know that.
They had a little issue like he and Bob Feller had on the air.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So he and Lebatard doing... He basically... Lebatard said something he didn't like, and Claib said something like, well, I don't care what you think. And he said, well, you're the people that called me. And Claib said, well, we'll put an end to that. And that was the end of the call.
Bang!
Now, is Stu Gatz the dad?
I think that's his producer co-host.
But the dad is on the TV show.
He is.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
See, I don't have time for that stuff.
Doug doesn't either because he's got a...
I'm pressed for time.
Yeah, you've got a lot of stuff you're doing.
Yeah, pressed.
The programmer station number two pick, Mike Thomas.
Yeah.
Oh, Tommy Tom. Yeah.
Mikey T. Yeah.
He's come a long way.
I was surprised he was two. And it's not intended to be disrespectful to him. I just would have thought the number three pick, Chad Abbott, would have gotten two.
Yeah, Abzi. Abzi can deal.
Where's Abbott out? Yeah.
Minneapolis.
Or maybe Jen.
Okay, a lesbian. Give us her thoughts. Doug Valentian Foster.
Oh, Foster. Yeah. Valentian.
He goes good into the corner.
What's that first name? Valentian?
Valenti.
Valenti.
I mean, the country has been begging for these rankings.
Where has this list been in the past?
This is a draft.
Oh, a draft.
This is a draft. I mean, a ranking's different because with a draft, you might go, yeah, I want to get the guy who's a little younger because I'm going to build my organization around him in this draft.
Oh.
Like the Plow Penguins, 26 years
old.
He'd
be a perfect example.
Yep, sure.
Yep. Yeah. You wouldn't want to go Fesco. He's getting a little older.
Right.
Now, in fairness to my mentor, Jason Barrett, apparently he compiled this
list. You were a 101 geek at one point?
Oh, that's where I started, Jason.
Oh, jeez.
Apparently he canvassed 32 sports radio program directors to put together this draft.
Who would have time
on
to
the condition,
stop what I'm doing
that was
and give
exactly
you a little draft.
What I thought right away.
Well, when you don't
on
have
the condition
a job,
they couldn't draft one of their own local programs.
Oh, so these guys
no home
pick,
cooking.
No, they couldn't
no
pick their own guys.
In this draft.
Okay. So Hoss couldn't pick the Wheeler or whoever he
Wheels of Steel.
Wheels of Steel.
Dave Softy Mahler is number three.
Now, he doesn't spit real hot takes. That's why they call him Softy.
He's more of a straight guy.
950 KJR.
Oh, Seattle. Yes,
oh, is that what it is?
Seattle.
Justin Craig got in at number four.
Well, these names just, boom, you resonate with the listener.
Yeah.
Ryan McGuire, number five. Brad Willis, number six.
Never heard of one of these people.
Well, you've heard of Gavin Spittle, who went seven.
I haven't. Who drafted him seventh?
Is this a fake list?
Who drafted him?
The programmer station.
Okay.
Do you know what that means, Seamus?
The programmer station.
These are all
the difference.
These are all program directors, and those are the stations that
they run. Not to get
too... Oh, these are program directors.
These are the PDs?
So he did a draft
did a
of program
list.
Directors?
He did a list of program directors and a list for shows.
So
holy
so
crap.
He listed the best program directors and the best shows, or the drafting.
Correct. He did a separate draft for each.
Not to get too personal. Like I said, I only met him one time at O.B. Clark's.
Someone's got to find him a job. Someone has to find him something to do.
Some deal. Come on, have your dad do something, Tim. Get him something.
See if he wants to. He's over at Acorns. Acorns Golf League 7
still
o'clock.
Playing.
Did you like this guy? I mean, did you like him?
I like, for the record, I truly do.
Okay.
Like, he has been very, very helpful over the last few years. He brought me the Seamaster.
Did he?
Barrett brought me the Seamaster. Now, 10 years ago, when we had a falling out where Martin almost physically assaulted him, and then he whacked the cat.
The cat
even though
got
I don't
paid
think
when
he
didn't
wasn't,
work.
Yeah, we got a bathroom out of it. And then brought Bob Fesco here to pair with me on
Bulldog.
The morning grind without us ever meeting.
And then there was always the EMAC.
There were some situations that were, you know,
awkward.
Unfortunate. But over the last few years, he's been very helpful. And I'm being 100% serious.
Right.
If I didn't feel that way, I just, you know, whatever.
So did you like it?
Yeah, I always got along with him really well. He could be very tough to work for at times. Pretty demanding guy, but he did a lot for my career. I mean, he took me out to California.
San Francisco, Jenny.
Oh, you went to the Frisco with him.
I was the one St. Louis guy he hired out there. And I was a rare 2-0 with Barrett. Two hires, no fires.
Oh, wow.
Nicely done.
Undefeated.
Can you
afford? Are you on the list? Did you get drafted?
Let me see.
I don't know.
As a sports talk radio producer or on-air guy or anything, can you afford to live indoors and eat three times a day in San Francisco?
Well, I made significantly more money, but you had to because I had a studio apartment in Walnut Creek, which was probably about a half an hour drive to downtown San Francisco, and in a neighborhood roughly equivalent to Brentwood.
Yeah.
My studio cost me $1,221 a month.
Nice.
Studio.
And you, of course, can't afford a car. You couldn't afford a car because there's no place to park.
Was the station in Frisco?
Well, luckily, I got a parking spot included in my deal because I produced the morning show, and the trains didn't run that early.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Now, Bart, you lived at very nice on the BART. Bay Area Rapid Transit, almost like MARTA. We'll leave that one alone. You lived how far away from the station?
It was about a half an hour drive.
Oh, okay. I thought you said an hour and a half.
About an hour. Out in the East Bay.
Like Chesterfield or St. Charles.
Did you ever happen on the O'Farrell Theater while you were out there?
I can't say that I did.
Okay. I think I've been there.
Should I have?
It's a good.
I think it was after game.
What kind of theater are you talking about? Ballet?
It's a live performance.
Against the Sharks, maybe?
Live performance of ballet or the classical music?
No, not necessarily. No. The O'Farrell brothers, famous in the industry.
In the classical music industry?
No.
So now in the draft...
Who are we up to?
Well, now that I know that I was listing program directors, which explains why we didn't know them...
We may not know some of the shows,
Well, the number one pick for shows, if this is a draft, is Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz.
Oh, yeah, Gatzy and Lebsy.
Lebsy's boy.
Valenti and Foster is number two.
And where are they out of?
97 won the ticket. Is that Dallas,
That's
right?
That's Dallas.
That's a great station.
And those guys are nuts. When I've done the Super Bowls, they just yell and scream.
But they do sports talk radio kind of more this way.
No question. It's more,
The crap that doesn't work.
Correct.
And that's why I get my advertising rates undercut by a 100,000-watt FM station. I digress. Dave Softy Mahler is number three.
Doug?
Softy, he's never really spit hot takes, but he's a likable enough guy, hence the name Softy. A lot of friends in the business.
And he's out of Seattle, Jennings.
KJR.
He'll be the first guy to arrive and the last guy to leave.
He's that dedicated.
Yeah.
To his takes on the sea pigeon. Stephen A. Smith goes four.
Oh, my gosh.
You have a problem with that.
Where's his show air? Does it ESPN?
He brokers time on AM.
Is he on Talk STL?
It's got to be New York, right, if he's doing all the ESPN stuff?
I don't know. I don't have the time.
I don't either.
He's on Candy Crush. Josh Innes is five, Doug. You thought he would be?
That's right around where I thought he would go. Right around where I thought he would go. Yeah, I had him six, I'll be honest. But I can live with five.
Dan Patrick is at six. He's behind Softy. Dan Patrick is six.
Softy knocked out Patrick.
Well, Softy's the first one to get there, last one to leave.
Mike Meltzer and Seth Payne coming at seven. Mike and Mike at eight. Boomer and Carton, nine. Colin Coward, 10. NBA Today with Justin Termeen. Eddie Johnson?
That's a podcast like the Dickens for me.
Yeah.
That NBA Today show.
Other names you would recognize. Kornheiser's in there at 17. Mike Francesa's 14. Toucher and Rich.
Who? Toucher and Rich?
Toucher. Toucher and Rich.
The show out of Boston.
That's maybe our type of show.
And Amy Lawrence, who airs on this station overnights from CBS Sports Radio. Waddle and Sylvie out of Chicago, very popular show. But, Doug, we did not get in there in the first 32. I assume there'll be a second, third, and fourth round.
You got to think.
I think we're a third round. Some might say we're a reach in the third.
Hey, there's a Big Al on this list. Is he doing radio out of Denver?
Wouldn't surprise me.
We can only hope.
Wouldn't you think Mike and Mike is like the number one?
It's not according to the draft. Jason and the programmers.
I think I'd put them number one, and maybe Colin Coward.
Can I
two.
Just put us three?
Jim
Can
Rome,
I ask?
Four. We're third round.
Did
maybe fifth?
Sea Monster did a 101 show appear anywhere on the 32 or whatever he did?
Did not.
I would
suspect that he put the people the highest at stations where he thought he might have a chance to get a job. Do you think there's an angle there somewhere?
No, but if those shows are doing really well, Doug, the program director is not going to get fired.
No, but there's other jobs at
Why
that station.
But he may be really turning this blog slash, well, Seamaster, what would you call it, that he does? Consulting?
Blog's probably fair.
Okay, that he may be turning that into liquid.
Who would pay for it?
Well, maybe he'd get consulting gigs.
Nicely done.
Yeah, boy, if you can get one of those, then you got it licked.
Well, sure.
Guys, I'm putting together a draft of my socks for my sock drawer. I want to give you an idea where I am right now.
Right.
Number one, Nike black ankle socks. Number two, Banana Republic striped dress. Number three, wool boot. Dicey after
a
that.
Wool
Thanks.
Boot? A wool boot sock.
From the Lime Ferry.
I do like a good wool boot sock. I just don't wear boots very often.
Well, you look good in boots.
The only time
though.
I wear boots is when it's snowing outside and I got to go shovel.
You never go like boot scooting out to the country bars?
No, I don't. Who's got time for that?
That's good. I don't know.
Guys, should have had Katie K back for a double take with Jennings in the studio. FFF. It would have been sweet action, brothers. Think about it. It's true. It's true. It's damn true. That's from the Bo Weevil of Bevo Mill.
She said that she almost pulled the girl next door for the May 13th for the free Dotem Open.
Yeah, she's not. I don't think she's going to be in attendance.
She said she couldn't take off that many Fridays. I'm like, lighten up, gal. But I think there were three potentials. What I wanted to do, Doug, was an epic thing, and you know this is for the listener.
So, not for you at all.
Not at all. No. Especially when I will be at Normandy.
It just isn't your style.
No, I mean, it's a little my style, but. Okay. I wanted to have a triple header. I wanted to have one in the 7 o'clock hour, one in the 8 o'clock hour, and one in the 9 o'clock
hour. Had you put them in order yet? Had you put your lineup together? Did you have Diaz hitting 8?
No, I did not, but I'm going to keep him there as long as he keeps hitting. I was going with someone named Freebs.
Freebs.
Allie Freebs.
KKD.
KKD, who you're very high on.
I believe I'm extremely high on her. Jordan. Or JoJo.
Oh, call her Jordan.
Yeah. Wow. What a pretty young thing she is.
Put that off. That was said just creepily enough that we'll be playing it for years.
What a PYT. And I really, right now at this point, after hearing the disappointment of KKD backing out, Freebs is too much of an upstanding human being, I believe, to get this dirty. So we
Isn't
maybe,
it just taking their shoe off?
That's the premise.
It might seem dirty to you, because the rest of us, it's simply taking a shoe off. It doesn't mean much.
So we may have to do some recruiting.
Zambo just said, can any guys sign up for Foot Fetish?
No. While we are equal opportunity for the most part, no fella feet.
Guys, I'm not so sure my boss would be too keen on the idea of me taking multiple Fridays off so a middle-aged man could play with my feet on the radio. Thanks. That's from Mrs. Janie Shanahan.
Reasonable.
It's good publicity for the
But
girls.
It's just for a short while.
Yeah, it's only
and
a
it's
second.
Not because of any sort of awkward fetish or anything. It's just more or less a mild appreciation.
Completely. That's the best way to describe it.
Jay and I are both high on KKD. That's from Manchild79. Holla at your boy.
I was a little surprised that more people, when she posted that she was at the Villaggio, the village, that more people didn't show up to see her. It's like a personal appearance. But I was a little taken aback that I didn't get the invite for Tuesday night. I had to wait till tomorrow.
Just because one of us goes to a bar doesn't really make it a personal appearance, does it?
Have you seen any of the photos from Billie Jean's?
Yeah, well, that's Tim.
Pony.
Tim's on a different level.
Can you imagine, though,
you're finally coming around?
Yeah. Tim is on
a different level.
He shoots over there and ponies up. Yeah, the rest of us simply get in our car and go somewhere. Doesn't really feel like it's a big deal.
Big show?
Yes.
I was at Billie Jean's yesterday. This was like...
You were there yesterday.
I was for lunch.
Have you moved in?
I don't know when I'll be up there this weekend. I'm sure I'll be up
there.
You
leaving tips yet?
No, I don't think I should have to. Once you're on AM radio, you don't have to. Plow Penguin, were you working yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Were you working lunch?
No, more in the, I think I got there about 2:30, so 2:30 to 9.
That's right around when I was leaving. So I was having a lunch up there, and In comes is beautiful day. God, what a perfect day.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Acorns Golf Links was perfect for my father.
It's a great time of year.
7 o'clock hour sponsor.
Yeah.
And David Lee, who was just eliminated, played for the Mavericks this year, just eliminated 3 nights ago, just strolls in, sits down at the bar to have lunch, and on the television right in front of him was the Mavericks Thunder Game 5 in which his team was eliminated.
That's weird.
So, A, he's there, but B, even if he just wants to put it behind him,
it's right
they
in front
have
of
the
him.
NBA Network on, and it's right in front of him.
And he was there because he heard you were there.
I don't know that. I assume that?
I think that's
you'd have
safe.
To think.
I assume that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want a picture with you?
That?
You want a picture with you?
Yeah, but you can't see. You can see like the top of
he's
one side
taller.
Of my head.
He's a little
taller.
Right.
Like the top of one side
Davis
of my head.
Plays basketball.
6'8" or so.
Yeah,
he's done fine for himself.
He's done quite
himself an NBA championship and 100 milli or something.
Right. But that's where a guy like that hangs out, Billy G.
If I'm there, and if the Plow Penguin is back there.
Right.
What was your assignment yesterday, Plow Penguin?
What did I do yesterday at work?
Yeah.
Oh, make a hell of a lot of food. It felt like a Saturday. It was so beautiful outside.
I bet it was crazy packed.
You're cooking now?
Well, no, I'm kind of doing a little bit of everything, putting the pickle on the plate.
He's the finisher. They call him the finisher.
But, yeah, I think tonight will be an absolute pony. You got
yes.
the second and third round of the draft. You have the Blues game, and it's just going to be a pony.
I don't think people would be there for the draft.
I don't know, Doug. We had it on.
Charlie
went there. Charlie wanted a trip to Chicago.
They're not going to go to Billy G's to watch the second round of the NFL draft. It will all be about hockey tonight.
Aren't they having a draft party?
Doug,
maybe last
Reggie
night.
Ragland, Miles Jack, they're still on the board.
They are.
Connor Cook going to go?
But they're on the board.
No. It's going to be all about, everyone's going to say, turn that TV to the Blues game. And turn it now.
You think? See, we're not a football town?
No.
Yeah, Billy G's, I've watched 2 games up there in the playoffs so far, and it really, they get locked in. They got the air horn going and everything.
Are they?
Yep.
That place is a
you got a big TV outside there?
3 big TVs right there at the bar. One where you can watch your team get eliminated from the NBA playoffs while you have lunch. What an awkward deal. I mean, nobody set it up that way. He just came up there to have
there
lunch.
There it was on.
And there it was on.
That's like when John Vaughn was tending bar at Bravo and Steve Carlton sat down and watched a feature on the greatest left-handed pitchers and he was on the TV.
Is that right?
Yeah. What did
he say? Hey, that's
I told
me.
You that story.
What establishment?
He was at Bravo, West County.
Yeah.
At West County Mall.
Right, with the general manager plays out at the Rock.
And he was tending bar. This is during spring training. He's tending the bar during the day. Got a great gig there. And a guy walks in with two guys,
and it was,
170-something, 140-something, walk in, and they're watching the Cardinals on TV. And the guy says, you mind turning that to MLB Network so we can watch the Phillies? And John turns around and says, okay. So they turn it to MLB. The Phillies are playing the Yankees. 10 minutes later, it starts raining. They cut out of the game to show a feature on the greatest left-handed pitchers of all time. And Whitey Ford comes up, and Sandy Koufax, and Warren Spahn, and Steve Carlton. My son looks at Steve Carlton and says, wait a minute, that's the guy at the bar who just asked to change the channel. It was Steve Carlton.
Beautiful. At the Bravo. At the
Bravo.
Where
is that?
Just hanging out.
They got nice wine selection at Bravo.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Did you guys see the story on the 2 Fox about men having sex in the Wilmore Park bathrooms? Doug, I'll be playing tennis there later if you want to meet at the bathrooms. Keep the parking lights on so I know it's you.
Who was that, Tim?
Just said 314.
I didn't care for it. 314, you've been suspended.
Whole area code has been suspended.
Yep. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and your name just now went into the Ragazzi's suspension logule. This logule is handsome, and it is leather-bound.
It is nice.
You might want to stop in and watch the Blues game there tonight, downtown near 44 and Kings Highway.
Get tinted STL captain's log. Dave Reed, Blues, Stars discussion at 8:30, played with the Stars and for Ken Hitchcock in 99 when they won the Chalice. 9 o'clock, Kelly Chase. Brought to you by GFI Digital, your emails, the Burnerly Cutlery Cuts of the Week as well. All of that coming your way. Another place to watch the Blues game tonight and Cardinal games, the Post and the Plow Penguin is the Postmaster General. Plow Penguin, would you tell the listeners about the Post? Man, I go Grubhub on the Post because I don't leave the house.
I know.
And, man, do they have delicious wingy and fries.
Doug, I do have to ask you one question because I was, I'm a listener to the show. It's my favorite show. Did you straight up order Steak and Shake to be delivered?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, now that's commitment to laziness.
Boy, that is, that's worse. That makes me feel good about myself.
I can't remember what the circumstance was.
In a poker game?
I know I was playing poker. It was Friday night. Anna Marie was going out with the Naughty Nine.
Yes.
And I'm like, if I order, you know what it was? If I ordered from the Post, it was going to be 2 hours.
Okay.
And I just didn't have that kind of time because I was going to be on my couch playing poker.
Right.
How about when you're the delivery guy from Steak and Shake, the average customer is probably over 400 pounds.
Has to be making at least a quarter of a million a year.
You don't think they see a lot of fit white guys like
me? No, I don't think they do.
Driving through Carport Village to drop off your Steak and
Shake. I mean, when I heard you say I ordered up some Steak and Shake to be delivered.
It really was a moment of going, wow, has this gone too far?
Is the food even still warm
it
by
was
the time
lukewarm.
They get it to you?
And for whatever reason, little did I know, I'm telling these stories to kind of mock how, for real, I'm so effing weird that I don't like to leave my house.
Understand.
And yet people in the text inbox go, God, you want to brag about how much money? And I go, because I'm ordering Steak and Shake on a delivery service. That's now a brag? Is that where we are in St. Louis, that the bar is that low, that if I spend $5 on a delivery service, that it's a brag?
You're loaded.
Jay, he won't even answer the doorbell on someone.
But why would I answer? Yeah. There's no upside to it.
Well, it might be a friend who just stopped by and say
no
hello.
Anybody who's a friend of mine knows not to just drop by.
Might be a Steak and Shake delivery man.
All right, I'll start answering the door. Plowhawk, could you tell me, please, about the Post?
Absolutely, buddy. We've been talking about ponies all morning, and let me tell you, it could be a pony tonight for that Blues game. Blues specials there at the Post, 22-ounce domestic draft specials. Every goal that Steen gets, I think he's going to get a couple tonight. You get a free Blue Note shot.
Wow.
20% off your bill when you show your Blues ticket stub the day of said game. And check them out on the Facebook and Twitter pages. And they also have rolled out their new box catering lunch service, great for offices and businesses that order in. Visit them online at thepostsportsbar.com. Two locations, one on Manchester and Maplewood, and their new location in Creepcore at Olive and Old Ballas. Stay posted, my friends.
There he is, the Postmaster General. The Post wanted the Plowhawk.
Well, why wouldn't you?
You know, that's the, even
he's
though
come
he's
a long
Billy
way
G's,
and since we were in this building last time.
It was a different era.
Sure was.
But, yeah, sure, he's putting pickles on the plates at Billy G's, but he also can do reads for the Post.
That's a dynamic individual.
That's the deal. Hey, Jay, I wasn't much of a foot fetish person before.
Right.
But your constant obsession has intrigued me, and now I'm a foot fetish guy.
Well, let's talk about this, because it's not an obsession. It's more of a passion.
Or appreciation.
Appreciation is a better word, Doug. You're right. You'd have a better word than I would. And at the heart of it, as the majority of the listeners know, it's really for them.
It is.
Yep.
So you get no pleasure at all.
Well, there have been certain instances, like when we had Kitten at Tavitat in.
Oh, with Seika.
Wow. That was the elderly gal?
Seika, who had just a couple more miles than I expected on her, even though I was expecting something a little off.
You're expecting her to look like what she did in the 60s.
Well, I knew it wouldn't be as good as the Swedish erotica stuff, but it was bad. Even for a sicko like me, it was bad.
Well, she was still a pretty good sport.
She was fun gal, more fun than Kitten.
Kitten was as excited to be at the 590 Studios in Webster.
It was a big moment for Kitten at Tommy Dad.
Doug, I'm on my way to the lake for a golf trip, and our car broke down. Can we ride your face the rest of the way?
Who, Tim?
That's from automatic. Bungie Donovan's Priest.
Bungie Donovan's Priest has been suspended. He's been suspended, period. Of 2 days' time, his name is going into the Rigazzi suspension log. Rigazzi's, home of the frozen fish bowl. $5 fish bowls during happy hour, 3 to 6.
How much are they?
$5.
I love that. That's a $5. That's how we say it in South City. $5. So I says, that's also five. South City. Use South City. Jay, are you attracted to women with bound feet like in Japan? That's from the catfish.
Bound?
I'm not familiar
I'm not
that.
Familiar with this.
I mean, and I watch a lot of stuff, but I've not seen that. I don't need anybody bound or gagged.
No.
I'll do the gagging.
Doug, let me lick those little piggies. Uh-oh. That's from the Sad Panda.
That's not bad.
That's suspension worthy, however. Sad Panda.
That's Dave and St. Peter's buddy.
You two have been suspended.
Hall of Fame
you
Dave?
Two have been suspended a period of
no,
two
different
days.
Dave.
Different Dave.
Different Dave. He wants to make America great again. He's always on the fan page, and I still can't tell if he's being serious
or he's just
I
joking.
I honestly can't. I have to tip my
can
cap.
Can you imagine?
He's running a great bluff.
I mean, it's going to be one of the most unique reality things of all time, but it is real. That's the problem. That Hillary and Bill are going to yell at each other on TV in debates.
So Hillary and Bill are going to yell.
Hillary and...
Although I do think it's possible Hillary and Bill will yell at each other.
Bill might just say, hell, I'm running again. But Donald Trump and Hillary.
Isn't it disappointing what the choices are? At a time where this country's desperate for strong leadership, are the choices.
It's almost like it's a gag. I mean, you know, what is going on with that?
I think the process itself has taken a lot of really good people out of the mix aren't interested at all in getting involved in this nonsense.
When you start ranking radio, sports radio programs and sports radio program directors, that says a lot about where we are.
Yeah. Just to be clear, it was a draft.
Oh, draft. I'm sorry, not rankings. Draft.
This is Scruffy, Doug.
Hello, Scruffy.
Morning. How's it going?
Well, we're fine. You?
I'm just fine. Driving to work. And, I didn't even know the score of the baseball game last night.
Ah, well.
This is right up your alley, Doug.
Yeah. We would have to connect you with the baseball score department. Hang on a moment, please.
Well, I was hoping maybe you and I could connect, Doug, and they could score you later.
Nah, put him down! Put him down!
I like that guy.
Scruffy.
Sounded like he was on his way to a construction gig.
Sound like he might have had a couple of packs this morning.
Now, Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man is sending in pictures of his fiance's feet into the text inbox. What is the deal with this?
Well, again,
what's the deal with this?
I don't. It's also troubling.
It is troubling. But what's even more troubling is that the man, if you
isn't he in his 50s?
Yes, he is. If you've been engaged for 7 years and you haven't sealed the deal,
he just can't. He's not a finisher.
Clearly, and I don't. And she's a nice lady.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah,
she's
a nice lady, and I don't understand any of it.
Well, maybe she's a little reluctant to go ahead with it. Maybe she's a little.
She's the one.
She could be the smart one. Is it?
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Hey.
Yeah, you sound like you're right behind me. Like,
where were you
yesterday? Behind me.
Why didn't you come to the league yesterday? Sarah came to the league. Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't you come to the golf league yesterday? Sarah was there asking about you.
I don't know.
Okay.
Where are you now? Sounds like maybe you're outdoors.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to radio stations before, you know?
I know you have.
I've been to radio station before.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been there.
And last night, I'm on that radio station last night.
You on a different one last night?
No, your radio
station. Our station.
You were on the with Stully?
No, last night
live.
I called in that radio station. They put me on.
Okay, mm-hmm. That Denman guy.
You spit some hot takes? Yeah. You spit hot takes.
What's Sarah say about me?
She said, where the hell is he? And I said, I don't know. I thought, man, Cletus, you got to talk to Cletus. Get him back out to the league.
You've been playing golf with somewhere else.
Well, I feel like he's cheating on us.
Mike, anything else? We're coming to the 8 o'clock hour break, and we're up against.
You know, I'm getting red call FM later on 107.
They
put me on too.
I bet their mics work and their walls are thick.
We can't do much about that. If you start calling FM, we're out of business. There, yeah.
I'm drinking Starbucks coffee.
You're drinking Starbucks coffee. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, make my ass sexy.
Well, yeah, it's worked for Timberfix.
It does.
Yeah.
You might kiss my ass.
Put it down! Put it down!
Are his calls sponsored by Starbucks? We don't have that on the books.
I think he may have
had problems with that other radio station where guys are doing spots.
He may have done a side
deal. Advertisers who are on the books. They call that illegal.
They do in most places.
Yeah, so I got to keep an eye on this if Mike is sponsored by Starbucks. It's a good account.
It's a strong play.
All right, we got a break. The 7 o'clock hours in the books brought to you by Acorns Golf Links. Make sure you're playing at Acorns if you want to play golf. Acorns Golf Links. Kelly Chase, Dave Reed coming up on the Blues and the Stars and the Get Tinted STL Captain's Log. Dave Reed brought to you by the National Blues Museum. Kelly Chase by GFI Digital. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning.